Agricultural programming is made possible by Bunge North America in Danville. Bunge recognizes the importance of agricultural production to our society and economy and the role producers and processors play in providing food and feed to the world.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. New contract highs for corn and soybeans were made overnight, while private estimates are lowering corn production and increasing soybean production. FC Stone's November estimate of the corn crop is 10.808 billion bushels. Informa puts the crop at 10.729 billion versus USDA's October estimate of 10.905 billion bushels. In soybeans, FC Stone says the crop is 3.268 billion bushels. Informa puts a number at 3.246, while USDA's October estimate was 3.189 billion bushels. Export sales for the week ending October 26th came out this morning from USDA like this: wheat 35.4 billion bushels, corn 40.4 billion bushels, soybeans 23.5 million bushels, 35.4 million, 40.4 million, and 23.5 million, respectively. We'll discuss the implications of those numbers for the opening bell in just a few minutes with Alan Dearden of AgReview. Packer bids for hogs today are expected to be mostly steady to possibly firm in some locations amid reports that a few plants need additional hogs for delivery either Friday, Saturday, or early on Monday. Terminals call mostly steady to firm tops from $42.50 to $48. Peoria called steady to firm today with a top price of $42.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday, November 1st, negotiated swine purchases were $13,596. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $54 to $67. The weighted average, $63.21, a loss of 27 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $45.90 to $52. The weighted average, $50.11. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $19,028. The base price range, $55 to $67. The weighted average, $64.27. A gain of 50 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $43 to $51, the weighted average $47.89.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kingser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. Taking a look at the weather across the Midwest Corn Belt, it's no mystery to anyone now that we are definitely out of the summer weather pattern here. It's awfully cold this morning, and we do have right now temperatures that are near to below freezing, and it got below freezing throughout Illinois and Indiana, even up to the Lake Michigan shoreline this morning. So everybody having a hard freeze this morning. The entire Midwest is now 100% complete as far as a growing season. Even some of those little pockets that maybe escaped the freeze in mid-October. So we are just going to be looking at the late harvest and preparing the fields for winter. And it looks like the next few days are going to be dry. There may be a few spotty sprinkles in the area or parts of the Midwest on Saturday, but nothing of any great concern. Early next week, some scattered showers may move through the Midwest. But with each passing day, that initial system coming in looks to be not a big rain producer. And it looks like we have to wait until late next week before we have a better chance of some rain moving across the Midwest Corn Belt. So we're going to have a good open period here to finish up field operations. Temperatures are going to moderate next week. We're going to remain chilly for the next couple of days. Tonight will be the coldest of the season so far, and after that we'll have a slow moderation as The winds will stop blowing in from Canada next week, and we'll get an upper airflow that's a bit warmer. So we'll have high temperatures in the 50s. Some of the southern Midwest could have 60s next week, and that will help even more with late season field work. Now, out in the plain states for the hard red winter wheat belt, looks like that next weather system is not as strong as what we were first anticipating. So rainfall over the weekend and early next week will occur over parts of the hard red winter wheat belt, but most areas won't get heavy rain, although some places in Oklahoma and north central Texas could pick up over a quarter of an inch. Same thing for south central and the southeastern Kansas. But most of the hard red winter wheat belt going to get little or none in the way of precipitation here over the next several days. And then there's another chance of precipitation moving through there late next week. Turning to the southern hemisphere, during the last 24 hours, most of Argentina was dry, and we've been talking about dry weather there the last several days. Just a few showers in the far southern sections of the bean belt around La Pampa, but most areas dry, good for planting. Southern Brazil also dry, but some of the central into the northern growing areas of Brazil did get some rain, including parts of Mato Grosso, Mato Grosso do Sul, Goiás, Sao Paulo, Minas Gerais, and those areas, some areas picked up heavy rain along the border between Minas Gerais and Sao Paulo. So those are places that did get some rain, but it does look like drier weather will be moving into those areas as we go through the weekend, so there may be some more opportunities for planting late in the weekend and early next week. But over the next few days, it does look like there will be some rain in that area. And then southern portions of Brazil and parts of the Argentinian belt will pick up some rain late in the weekend and early next week. And at that point, that'll be beneficial for germinating crops. So conditions remain favorable for crop development in South America. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 521 and three quarters, up 2 3/4. Last trade up 4 1/2. March, 535 1/2, up a quarter. Last trade up 1 3/4. December wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 490, up 2 1/2. Last trade up 6 1/4. May at 492, down 1. Last trade up 5 1/2. July, 465 unchanged. Last trade up 1 1/2. December corn, 335 1/4. The open there, up 1 3/4. Last trade up 5. March, 348, up 1. Last trade up 5 1/4. July, 359 1/2, down 1/2. Last trade up 4 1/2. December, the red line, 337, up 3/4. Last trade up 4 1/4. November beans opened at 646 1/4, up 1 1/4. Last trade up 8. July, 679 1/2, unchanged. Last trade up 12. December soybean meal opened at 193.60, up 50. Last trade up 250. December soybean oil opened at 27.46, down 1. Last trade up 27. Joining us on the phone for Ellen Dearden is Brian Maple of FC Stone and Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
Thank you for filling in. New contract highs overnight in both corn and soybeans. New private estimates saying the corn crop will be smaller. What is the upside potential between now and the report in corn?
Well, I mean, you're continuing to narrow this carry out and add and take away the stocks to use down to levels that are indicating that we need to ration this commodity. And corn's going to be your leader right on through. Beans are going to be along for the ride. It's going to be a matter of what level do we need to go to start rationing either the livestock demand or the energy demand. And they don't seem to feel like the ethanol demand is going to get rationed. So you're going to have to start pulling back on either the exports or the livestock feeding. And traders are extremely fired up on the floor this morning. I tend to think, Dave, we're going to be 10 higher getting started here on corn right out of the chute this morning. There's some talk that we might actually have a limit up day in corn today out here on the floor, and there's a lot of excitement out there that could begin to drive that.
So you're going to bang up to 360. You're going to blow right through that 96 gap at 346 and 54?
Very well could do that very quickly here. These guys, you had a fairly significant turnaround on Tuesday, and then you come right back in yesterday and blow right through that and set new contract highs out here. So you got to feel that they're not done yet. And the end of this thing is going to come down to where are we going to be with livestock feeders exports, and at what level do we all of a sudden find that we're rationing the ethanol side of this. Energies certainly have not been real spiffy here lately. They're in a sideways pattern waiting for a break up or a breakdown, one or the other. If that breaks down, that may be what breaks the straw on this thing and starts to see this thing back away from all the bullish enthusiasm.
Does the momentum carry over to the wheat and show that the last few days is nothing more than a bear trap?
Well, maybe to some extent, but we've still got a huge problem in wheat with 201,000, 202,000 contracts of open interest in the Dease wheat and what is figuring to be a very interesting delivery period coming up the last days of November. The Golden Roll starts to take place here next week. It'd be interesting to see where they take those futures. Normally, they go right to the next future, which would be the March. I think the Deutsche Bank has made the best decision in taking their Dease futures all the way out to next Dease with the kind of marketplace we've got today. We've seen the inverse come out of it. I think that keeps the wheat from getting real carried away. And the export program on wheat has not been that great. We're running, 15% behind where we were a year ago? Mm-hmm. So we don't have a real big program there. But it's probably going to drag along for the ride to some extent.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dave.
Brian Maple of F.C. Stone & Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. You're listening to WILL Urbana on the Broadcasting Service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We join the BBC in progress.